So, well, look, I think there's a number of ways to look at this group, the Barjol or Crazies. I mean, to start with, I mean, it's not clear that they had a hugely coherent and competent organization. They had principally a Facebook group and some meetings. But this doesn't mean they're not representative of something concerning. The question, of course, in the trial is whether the prosecution can sustain the claim that this was some form of organized conspiracy. And I suspect this is going to be a challenge. What this represents, I think, is really an international pattern of, to some extent, self-radicalized groups which are circulating around a set of quite established themes and ideas associated with the new right that have been, to some extent, mainstreamed by political parties. And so, you know, what you see here is in a sense, a microcosm of a pattern that's repeating itself all the way across Europe, whether in the Sweden with the Sweden Democrats, or you know, with PIS in Poland, where you have mainstream parties producing culturally organized narratives that are to some extent, you know, reliant on a body of support wider within society that has much more extreme perspectives, and a consequence of this is groups like this forming.